Good morning, I'm Darren Lashelle, and welcome to Sonoma Spotlight. I'm sitting in for Roland Giacopetti. Our guest this morning is Larry Robinson from the Occidental Center for the Arts. Larry, welcome.
Thank you, Darren. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. I want to ask you about this great event you have coming up called Beauty from the Ashes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it really originates with my two co-conspirators, Bonnie Brooks and Kayleen Asbo. They wanted to do a program, first of all, to raise people's spirits during and after the fires and to raise money for victims of the fires. So we've actually done this program a couple times, once in Santa Rosa, the Church of the Incarnation, and then again in Petaluma at the museum there.
Gotcha.
And it's just a beautiful, beautiful evening.
That's great.
And as you probably know, Bonnie is just a superb vocalist and musician and music teacher. Kayleen is a musicologist and a mythologist.
Oh, now that's interesting. How will that play into the program?
Listeners may or may not know, but if they attend the Santa Rosa Symphony, they're familiar with Kayleen's introductions and interpretations of the music.
Yes.
She also does that for the San Francisco Opera. So she can give the background story to a particular piece of music and the mythological context. So this program, she'll be doing that for a number of pieces by Haydn and Bach and Fanny Mendelssohn. Felix Mendelssohn's sister.
Right. I think that will be a fascinating piece.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece. And Leonard Cohen and I believe one or two of Kayleen's original compositions.
That's great. Lorena McKennitt.
And Lorena McKennitt.
Yep.
And I'll be doing some poetry, some of my own, some of, I'm not sure what, because the poetry emerges from what the program is calling forth and what the music
is interesting.
Suggesting.
So it's a dynamic type of program. And some of the possible poets are, what, Mary Oliver and David White?
Mary Oliver, David White, Wendell Berry. Who knows? I mean, I have a body of poetry committed to memory, so I'll just recite it spontaneously by what's evoked by the music that comes before.
That's great. And then part of the proceeds here go to the UndocuFund, correct?
Yes, the UndocuFund, which was set up to provide assistance and relief for undocumented members of our community who, for various reasons, are not eligible or haven't felt safe to apply for FEMA funds. This has been just a godsend to many of them. And, you know, we're trying to make a small contribution to that, but other members of our community and the broader community have contributed just so generously to this fund.
Right. And it's an innovative fund, I think.
Yes. It's a
and it is
idea.
Doing great things. So in some of the performances that you've done of this program in other places, how have you felt the audience has come away from that? What's been the interaction?
We've seen tears, we've seen laughter, a sense of community, and a sense of hope. Because we acknowledge the pain, we acknowledge the sorrow and the loss and the darkness and the grief. We have to acknowledge the grief that we all share. Some of us touched more directly than others. But it's in that sharing of the grief that we find our mutual compassion, and in that compassion is where we find the hope for rebuilding both the physical structures of our community and the emotional and spiritual infrastructure.
Now, for those who've been affected by the fire, it's a free event.
Yes.
Right? And for those in general audience?
Actually, I don't know the details of that, but I believe it's a suggested donation of $20.
Gotcha. Well, you can find out more about this event. It's the Occidental Center for the Arts Beauty from the Ashes on Sunday, January 21st from 4 to 6 p.m. More information at 707-874-9392 or online at occidentalcenterforthearts.org. Larry, thanks so much for being here.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much, Darren.
I'm Darren Lashelle, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti on Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.